Hello and welcome to Storage Radio, a news podcast from TechTarget Storage Media Group. I'm your host, John Hilliard, here on the line with two members of our storage news team, Todd Erickson, a news and feature writer, and Dave Raffo, senior news director with our group. How's it going today, guys?
Very good, John. Good to join you again.
Yeah, good, John. Glad to be here.
Great. Well, I do want to talk about some recent news that Todd reported on this week about QLogic. But before we do, I wanted to speak with Dave very briefly about solid state versus HDD and the adoption that we're seeing in the enterprise, at least according to some market researchers. So, Dave, I wanted to kind of get your take on this. Basically, if you could talk a little bit about what we're hearing from these market researchers saying that solid state has not really made that huge dent yet in the space. I think the numbers we saw from iSupply said that they had about adoption of about 3% of the enterprise versus hard disk, which has approximately a 97% share of the space as of 2012. Is there anything on the first blush, anything surprising about that at all?
No, not really. It's still very early days for solid state in the enterprise. And the other thing about solid state is, people are using small amounts. I mean, generally you do. You're going to have smaller, solid state drives are smaller, and, it's being used for specific applications now. So even in the arrays they're being used, is only a very small percentage of it is solid state. So, that number is certainly going to grow. I don't think it's supposed to reach 10% until about 2016, but we'll see it grow steadily. But hard drives are going to be around for a long time, obviously.
Mm-hmm. I noticed that in Carol's story, there's some mention of how there's been just minimal impact in the area versus hard disk, the 10,000 RPM and 15,000 RPM. That was the one area I thought that you might see some change, is because of the nature of solid state being the high performance option. Is that your take? Is it pretty much what you expect to see?
Yeah, that's probably the hard drive market that will give away the most to solid state, because, like you said, that's the high performance, and the larger high capacity drives, hard drives will probably stick around for archiving and storage that you don't have to access frequently.
I was also curious, I saw that in Carol, she covered one of the new developments in making hard drives run more efficiently using helium in their construction. Can you just tell me briefly what helium has to do with hard disk and why people who are looking at buying hard disk should care whether or not their hard disk contains helium or not?
Well, I mean, the people buying them probably won't know that the hard disk has helium unless, I'm sure they'll hear about it from the vendors, but it's not like, a performance of the drive itself will be drastically different. It probably has more to do with the way that the drives are produced. Helium has less air resistance at the head of the drives, so reduces friction for the rotation, so drives will last a little longer. It really won't be a big performance impact. So, we'll probably see that eventually come into play with the larger drives that are used for archiving and secondary storage.
All right. Well, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time on that, Dave. Thanks again. And Todd, I want to get in touch with you regarding the QLogic release, their new Fabric Cache QLE 1000 Fiber Channel Host Bus Adapter. Instead, this is the first product based on their Mount Rainier server-side flash cache sharing technology. Can you just talk me through this? Basically, what's this thing about? And I understand that from their vice president of marketing, this is a new generation of server-side caching system. So could you walk me through it?
Sure. One application of flash in the enterprise or in any level of business is to put some solid-state PCIe cards in the servers, the application servers, the file servers themselves, to speed performance without having to go back to the SAN or to back to shared storage. So companies will put the PCIe solid-state cards in their servers, and to speed the applications on those servers, because you can, the applications will directly access the storage held on those cards. They can either be primary storage or caching. The one problem with having PCIe cards in the servers right now is there's not a lot of options when it comes to sharing that storage. The PCIe card storage is captive within the server, and it cannot be pooled or shared with other PCIe cards in other servers. Well, the Mount Rainier technology is going to alleviate that if it works, which we hear a lot about that it does, in that you have a Fabric Cache HBA adapter from QLogic that attaches to the PCIe card and then is able to contact and pool the resources with other Fabric Cache HBA adapters from QLogic in other servers. So in effect, what you can do is take all of the solid-state PCIe cards and pool them together for one large solid-state cache in a cluster. QLogic just came out with the Fabric Cache HBA last week, and it's their first product from this Mount Rainier technology. It's 200 gig and 400 gig. It supports 200 gig and 400 gig cards. And right now they're selling the cards with the adapters because they have not announced any qualification or certification with other PCIe card manufacturers. So you put the PCIe card in the server, you take with the HBA Fabric Cache adapter from QLogic, and they communicate with the other HBA Fabric Cache adapters in other servers, allowing you to share all of that storage much like a SAN.
You spoke to Stuart Miniman of Wikibon. He's one of the senior analysts there. And he said that this fills a market need, that this directly attacks the problem of flat in the flash marketplace. What is your take on that?
Yes, I do. And like Stuart said, we don't know if the product will address the need, but the technology certainly does.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you have the PCIe card storage in the server without any caching software, it's captive. It can be only used for that server. When you add this type of technology, it allows you to pool the storage and share those PCIe card solid-state resources with other servers with the same technology. So now you have this pooled cache of solid-state storage, which you can then use in different servers in different ways, much like you can divvy up a pool of storage off a SAN or other shared resource.
Now, I was curious, because this is coming, as you said, either as an adapter sold by itself or packaged with a couple of the different PCIe flash cards with the product. Do you see this as being something that might spur greater adoption of PCIe flash?
Yes, I do. One thing that storage people love is they love to be able to share resources where they are needed. And when you have captive storage within a server, you can't share it. It can't be used in other servers that might be spiking or need more performance. So I see this technology really helping the adoption of PCIe cards, solid-state cards in servers, because now they can share those resources. They can use those solid-state resources in different ways, which will decrease the cost of ownership of those cards because they'll be able to spread out the cost between the different servers and the different applications and use the resources where they are needed.
Sounds good, Todd. Just lastly, how is this compared to other solutions that are out there?
Well, right now, except for the QLogic solution, we're talking about software with SanDisk, with Viridense FlashMax Connect Suite software, and a new company, Pernix Data. They're all talking about how software can manipulate the cards and how software creates a layer of like a storage virtualization layer with these PCIe cards. The QLogic solution is a little different because it's in the hardware, it's in the host bus adapter, the HBA. And QLogic HBA adapters are very well known in the industry. They have a number of OEM agreements. There are millions of these HBA adapters out there right now. QLogic has architected this solution so that the host only sees the driver for the adapter when you install the Fabric Cache HBA for the caching, for the PCIe card caching. So there's no change to the host, and the host just sees the HBA adapter. But now you have this adapter that can share the PCIe card solid-state storage resources across the servers. So it should make installation and deployment and management much easier than adding another layer of abstraction through software through some of the other solutions that are available today.
All right, Todd. Thanks again. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks. Always glad to be here.
And as always, for the latest news in storage, data backup, solid-state storage, and disaster recovery, be sure to check out our website, searchstorage.com. I'm John Hilliard, and thanks for listening.